Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where weekends always start early with the biggest and the best in sports. As promised, in our next segment, we're going to continue the college football conversation. We're also, hopefully, we'll be able to carve out some time and hit the hardwood and get you ready for the start of the NBA season 2015. It is just around the corner, and it's been a big week of NBA preseason games. It's so good to have back with us from ESPN Radio, the uber-talented Mr. Freddie Coleman. who is, it's always an honor when he's on our program. How was your summer? I mean, how are things going for the Coleman family?
The summer was great for the Coleman family. We had a chance to do some traveling down to South Carolina and also go to the greater capital district in upstate New York. But the summer was really good for me and my family. And it's good to have fall around where you got football and basketball and hockey and baseball doing their thing at the same time.
You bet. It's an exciting time of year, and it's obviously a very big weekend in college football. A number of notable matchups. You know, I'm a Sooner, so my eyes will be on OU Texas. And, of course, you know, YSR, we're down here in the heart of the Big 12 Conference, but, Freddie, you're up there in Bristol, Connecticut. So what's your thoughts about what in the world is going on with Texas football and just the perception of the program from in the Northeast?
Well, one of the things about the Texas program, people have to realize that Charlie Strong is playing about 21 to 22 freshmen and nine of those freshmen in key spots. So when you have those kind of growing pains and you have to rely on them really early, of course, you're going to have a lot of people criticizing or wondering what's going on when those freshmen are getting used to college football. So I think that's the main problem, that people have to give Charlie Strong a chance, and you can't just all of a sudden want to pull the plug on the whole situation because he's only been there a year and a half and he has not been able to produce the results that you thought you were going to get or that you were hoping that you were going to get. I think you need to give him a little bit more time to see if he's able to turn this around. If it's still the same situation after next season, then you have to think about making a coaching change. But right now, to me, that will set Texas back even further than when he got the job in the first place.
So you think the timetable is that he gets another full season?
Yeah, because I think, Alyssa, a lot of people like Charlie Strong, they believe that he has Texas on the right track. Now, it doesn't help that a lot of recruits that Texas turned down when Mack Brown was the head coach, they've gone to other places and they were successful. RG3 at Baylor, they wanted him to play defensive back at Texas. He wanted to play quarterback. He goes to Baylor, brings them back, and he wins a Heisman Trophy. Johnny Manziel, they want him to play a different position. He goes to Texas A&M. He helps to build that program. He wins a Heisman Trophy. Charlie Strong, I think, has the right kind of players, but it's going to take some time for them, mentally and physically, to get used to what's going on in college football.
You know, I'm a proud Sooner. I always look forward to OU Texas. But, you know, the sports writer and columnist Barry Trammell from The Oklahoman wrote a very compelling article. He was talking about, you know, OU football beating Texas isn't what it used to be. I mean, Oklahoma's had success 4 out of the last 5 times against UT. And I want this game to be competitive. I want a measuring stick, you know, moving forward, you know, because the Sooners are one of those teams that are kind of flying under the radar. I want to, you know, get them ready as the season progresses and moves on.
That's a great point, because anytime you have a rivalry game, and the old adage is true that you have to throw the record books out the window, because you know Texas is going to be prime after getting embarrassed by TCU last week 50-7. The OU offense, led by their outstanding quarterback Baker Mayfield and two top running backs, they're really playing at a great pace and maybe the best offensive team we've seen from Oklahoma in recent memory. But people have to remember, outside of Texas getting blown out by Notre Dame early on and TCU last week, if they didn't have two bad special teams plays, maybe they beat California in overtime, and California's in the top 20. Maybe they also win the game the next week when they had a chance to do some things, and then they drop the ball, and all of a sudden they lose that ball game, and they close one to a team that's in the top 25 as well in Oklahoma State. So they're not as far away as people are trying to put out there and saying that Charlie Strong's not the right guy.
Well, Bobby Stoops, he'll have the boys ready to play. They're not going to ease into this game, but you have to wonder, and I'm not saying that Oklahoma is definitely going to win, but if they do, I mean, the value of beating Texas, I mean, how does that prepare you as weeks go on?
It always prepares you, because anytime you play a team that you know has talent, especially the quarterback position, I think Hurd is going to be a really good quarterback for Texas when he gets a chance to understand how the college game works and when to try to make a big play and when to try to pull it back and be conservative and help out your football team. But any offense you play, Alyssa, in the Big 12, you have to deal with a high-powered offense. There are no easy outs in the Big 12. You may blow out a team, and that's because everything worked right for you on that day and everything went wrong for the opposing team. But those days are few and far between, and I think that's why the Big 12 has been the best conference so far in college football this year, because all the games you play and the different kind of spread offenses and quarterbacks you're going to see is only going to serve you well that if you win the Big 12 and get to the Final Four in the college football playoff. So I think if you're Oklahoma, a game like this, you better take Texas seriously, because if you don't, it's going to be a massive upset. And then you get stink eye in the folded arms routine from people saying, hey, this team lost 50-7 to TCU, and you lost to them. What is wrong with you, Bob Stoops in Oklahoma?
Always one of our favorites, Freddie Coleman from ESPN Radio. Joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. And Freddie mentioned TCU. Of course, they just totally blasted Texas, 50-7 win. Is this a team that you believe will be one of the final four teams standing, that they will be in that playoff in year two?
You know, Elissa, it's so hard to say because they still have Baylor to play at the end of the year. They still have Oklahoma to play, and those games are not going to be easy. And they had a rough time earlier this year with Texas Tech, but they needed a tip pass to win that ball game and stay undefeated. I used to think that if you were really a good team that I would take you over the field. I've kind of swayed my opinion to the other way because the field has become so tough in college football, where there's so many good players that are getting better coaching, especially offensively, all over the place. We've seen that in the Southeastern Conference, where a lack of big-time quarterbacks have hurt a team like Alabama or Auburn. TCU and Baylor and Oklahoma and Oklahoma State and West Virginia, those teams got guys that are mothers out there at the quarterback position that don't make it easy on any defense.
Uh-huh.
So I think TCU has the capability, because I love what they are able to do on offense. I wonder if they can still withstand all the defections that they've had on defense. But I still think they'll get tripped up by somebody that can keep them out of playing for a national championship, or at least being part of the Final Four to win that national championship. I'll take the field in this case.
Well, the Frogs, they were able to pass that test against Texas Tech, and there just hasn't been a lot of consistency defensively. They certainly have shown a resilience in terms of that. How do you see that, even them playing K-State this weekend? I mean, you can't ever underestimate Bill Snyder's team, who, oh, by the way, what did he turn, 76 on Wednesday this week? I mean, he just keeps going.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite people, not just coaches, but one of my favorite people in college football, that he is still vibrant and still viable at his age and playing in the best conference in the country. And look at Kansas State. They gave Oklahoma State all they could handle, but Oklahoma State won by 2 points, 36-34. So that's not going to be an easy game, because K-State has a sort of an unorthodox spread option where they run the ball a lot more at their quarterback than just throwing the ball. But their defense is pretty good, but you would never know it, Elissa, in that conference, because Oklahoma State is a top defense, and yet they're giving up close to 20 points or more than 20 points a game. And I think because offenses are so far ahead of defenses, I think the days of shut down defenses, giving up only 10 to 12 points a game, those days are over. That being said, you play Kansas State, you can't expect that, okay, we blasted Texas. If we play that way against Kansas State, we're going to have the same result. Kansas State is a better football team, a better coached football team with Bill Snyder and his staff. So if Kansas State wins that ball game, nobody should be surprised, because Kansas State is bordering on being a top 25 team. They're just playing in the roughest conference in the country this year.
Freddie Coleman, ESPN Radio, with us, and we've only got about 30 seconds. So, Freddie Coleman, if the season ended right now, who would be in your Final Four? Who would be advancing to the playoffs?
Well, Utah definitely would be in there. I love what they've been able to do so far in the Pac-12. They've done a great job, just not only withstanding injuries, but Devontae Booker, one of the best running backs in the country that nobody talks about. They would be in my Final Four. TCU, without question, would be in my Final Four. I think they've been terrific all season long. Ohio State would be another team in my Final Four. I know they've had their struggles, but they've been able to win. And we saw that at Florida State last year, and we saw how they're able to survive. And I got Clemson in my Final Four. I think they're going to get better and better as the season goes along. Deshaun Watson, I thought they took the cuffs off of him when they beat Notre Dame on Saturday. Right now, for my money, those are the four best teams in college football right now.
And Venables has been a nice addition with the Clemson Tigers, hasn't he?
Yeah, he doesn't want to be a head coach. Maybe that's not something he wants to do. And, you know, when you got boosters and alum and players and parents, I don't blame him for that. But he's done a great job of the defense that lost a lot of guys, including Vic Beasley, to the National Football League. They've really been a talented top-flight defense. I just worry about depth, because I worry about the depth behind that defense. But so far, so good what he's been able to do as a defensive coordinator of Clemson. He did a great job at Oklahoma. He's doing the same thing in Clemson, South Carolina.
Always in our starting five, Freddie Coleman of ESPN Radio. Check him out on Twitter, at ColemanESPN. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Freddie.
My pleasure, my friend. Always good to talk to you, and let's do it again soon.
You bet we will. Much more straight ahead tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, where weekends start early.